You can get the latest odds, offers, and more great content at williamhill.com on the Irish Hill Racing app, Podcast with Andy Holden. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Friday's edition, which means only one thing from Ireland. We're over to Dundalk for Ireland's only all-weather venue. An eight-race card there to look forward to tonight. We start there at 5:35. And remember, you'll hear every race live from Dundalk tonight alongside Wolverhampton in the evening. We've also got Haydock and Ascot before that in the afternoon with Gary Capewell, Andy Holding and Paddy Aspel in the studio. Before that this morning, joining myself, Sam Norris, is the aforementioned Andy Holding on the line to look at this Dundalk card. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Pretty good, yeah. Looking forward to tonight. So obviously, I'll be in the studio, as you mentioned. Certainly keep us busy, won't it? Eight races to go through all the way from 5:35 till 9:05. So, yeah, we'd very much appreciate some interaction along the way from the emailers.
Yeah, that's right. There's no leaving early at Dundalk, is there?
No chance.
9:00 finishes all the way through the season, really.
Yeah. Well, we were used to that now, aren't we? It used to be 9:25, actually. So
really?
We count ourselves fortunate that we're on the other side of 9:00.
Yeah, indeed. We'll start with a little look back to yesterday's action at Thurles, Andy, especially Sir Deschamps, showed that he still retains quite a bit of his old ability.
Definitely, Sam, yeah. I mean, for a long period of that race, he looked as though he wasn't going to justify his position in the market. He's been scrubbed along as Ruby Light glided along in front. Obviously, we lost Marla Beach at an early stage due to a crashing fall, so it made life slightly more difficult opposition-wise, but it was nice to see him get the job done around a tight track that wouldn't have suited him, have 2.6 miles, which obviously is a little bit short of his best. So you'd have to say that that was a more than satisfactory comeback.
Yes, indeed. But a disappointment from one of the William Mullins hot pots earlier on in the day, Moyle Park, Andy.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of those things. He kind of like collided with a rail after he skidded and cocked his jaw at the first. But take nothing away from the winner to Bob, who was hugely impressive. I think we've seen two really good novices over shortest distances so far in the early part of the campaign. Bristol De May, of course, Nigel Twiston Davis' horse that won at Warwick was spectacular. But equally to Bob over in Ireland yesterday was sensation. Never touched a twig, very exuberant, took each fence in his stride. And that division is looking very, very hot this year, that 2 mile novice chase department. Chucking the likes of Velvet Maker and particularly Sizing John. Obviously not to mention Garde de Victoire, and we haven't even seen Duvan yet, so yeah, the Arkle is shaping up to be a hugely mouth-watering affair.
Certainly is, but we must get on to matters at hand then in this Dundalk card tonight. We start at 5:35 at Dundalk. We've got a 6 furlong maiden to kick the card off, where Inclination is the 3-1 favourite this morning, 9-2 for Medician El Diablo. Charlie's Missile is an 11-2 chance, 6-1 for Mr. Michael. Tarazani is also 6-1, 9-1 for There's the Rain. Bigger prices for the rest of them. What did you like in the opener?
Well, I think the ones who've had a run here at Dundalk haven't really shown a great deal, or certainly not enough to get me hugely excited. I've been a big fan of this Medician El Diablo up until his last run, when, to be fair, he was quite disappointing. He had every chance for me as well. He got to an easy and contested lead, and he somehow managed to squander not only the winning position, but he actually got himself out of the frame, which is a bit of a shock to the system. Prior to that, he'd run really well beyond Riziki. And I think probably connections are wise in dropping him back in trip here. It's certainly worth a go, because he looks as though he's just not quite getting 7 furlong stroke a mile. So from stall one today with a four-wheel ride, I think he'll run a good deal better than what he did the last day. And I won't put anyone off backing him each way at 9-2. But similarly, I'm going to put up a horse that I think might just improve beyond that. A horse called Charlie's Missile. One of my best bets on the card here tonight, if you're looking to get involved at Dundalk. Adrian McGuinness's child ran really well in a very good maiden at Leopardstown on the 20th of October. He went the way of Ortard, who'd run well previously at the Curragh. And he got the job done. He was a well-back favourite there for the Prendergast team. But back in 7th was his Charlie's Missile. And he showed up really well for a long way, considering he was a 50-1 shot. And I think that was a really encouraging run. It just looked as though he just needed the run stroke, didn't quite get the trip. So similarly to Medician El Diablo, I think dropping back to 6 furlongs could well be the key to him. Unfortunately, he hasn't got as good a draw as his main market rival. He is slightly underpinned by being drawn in stall 13, which tempers enthusiasm to a small degree, but certainly not enough to put me off completely. And I recommend an each-way bet at him round about the 5-1 mark.
Okay, and Charlie's missed our money for that one already this morning, 11-2 from 8-1. We'll move on to race number 2 tonight from Dundalk then. This is the 6.05, a handicap over 6 furlongs. Kimbay heads affairs at 7-2 here. Strategic Force is 4-1. It's also 4-1 about Soars. My Good Brother, 9-2. 6-1, I Will Excel. And it's 12-1 or bigger the remainder. Dead 8 runners here as well, Andy, so a nice each-way shape to the race.
Yeah, perfect. Set up really nicely as well. With Kimbay here for us, who is just a real model of consistency, Noel Lawner's five-year-old mare. She hardly ever runs a bad race here at Dundalk, always in the frame, always in the shake-up, and always knocking out fantastically good figures as well. I mean, when I download my numbers and look at a race like this, straight away I see the top four fastest times, all in favour of Kimbay. In fact, she's got six of the eight fastest times I've got here on the sheet. The only others with anything anywhere near is I Will Excel and My Good Brother. So you know she's going to run to a good standard. And she did that last time out when second to Dan's Gift. Now, Dan's Gift, a regular podcaster will know that that horse has been a real miraculous improving horse, or miraculously improving horse, from the Sheila Labour Yard. That horse has just completely turned inside out and looks a proper decent sprinter in the making. So I'd certainly forgive any horse that was up against that individual, particularly trying to give it weight. I thought Kimbay once again shaped really well. Over probably its best trip. Now, six furlongs has always been a little bit of a stumbling block for this horse, albeit it has won over the course before. But its best run probably was here last year when it was second to Serenity Spa over the six furlong trip. So that doesn't particularly trouble me. So all in all the figures point in the direction of a huge run for Kimbay. So yeah, if you can get 4-1 for her, then I don't think you'll be doing much damage that.
Kimbay it is for Andy then in the 6.05. The third race on Dundalk's card tonight is the 6.35, the richest race of the night here. A 2-mile handicap where Tagliacelli is the 9-4 market leader this morning. He'll Be Remembered is 6-1. It's also 6-1 about Azamess. Eye of the Tiger is 7s. Do Try Dolly 7s. 8-1 pin code, and it's 11-1. All bigger prices for the rest. What caught the eye here?
Oh, definitely Tagliatelle here. Looks particularly well treated, or certainly potentially is anywhere from marker 78. Certainly compared to its hurdle rating, of course, of 148, no less, such as this horse's rise up the ranks from winning a handicap at the Aintree Festival. We've seen this horse contest graded races of late, including last time out the Grade 2 at Navan, when running a really good race behind Arctic Fire and Monksland on ground, probably just a little bit too soft for this horse. Don't forget, he does want to hear his hooves rattle. I think it's a good move by Gordon Elliott to run him here at Dundalk, just keep him ticking along, because there's not that many opportunities for him during the winter. You've got to keep this horse, the revs up, as it were, all the way through the season. Otherwise, they're kind of like, you have to keep going on and off the ball with them. He's got a great draw as well. And on top of that, they get Jack Kennedy to take £5 off if they need any more advantage. He's largely up against a lot of exposed horses here. And I think this will probably be one of the gambles of the night. It's already started to get a bit of momentum behind it. I think the 9-4 with William Hill will go. And we'll probably be looking at something like 6-4 towards the off. So if you haven't already backed Tagliatelle, then you should get on early.
Andy's thoughts then for the 6.35. Next up, we've got the 7.05. This is another maiden over a mile and a half trip this time, where Bridal Path heads affairs at 3-1 for Jim Bolger. Buster Dandan is 4-1, 7-1 for Fjordbaum, 8-1 Rock on Rosie, and it's bigger prices for the rest of them. What did you like in this maiden?
Yeah, really intriguing little race here, this maiden, full of different types of horses that we're usually accustomed to here running in maidens at Dundalk. Bridal Path ran really well on its second start here, over a mile behind Walker Shane. Not a bad speed figure race either, and bred by Tier Filio, you'd expect this horse to improve for a step up to a mile and a half. But she is up against several of these that have been in good form over hurdles, and maybe they might just be able to run okay here tonight on the all-weather surface, particularly Buster Dandan. Terence O'Brien's charge have been in fantastic nick of late, running really well at Gowran and Nace respectively, and putting up superb performances from the front as well. This horse does go a really strong gallop from the front, and you'd imagine being drawn in stall two, Jack Kennedy will be given the green light to really press on with this horse. And because this horse stays really well, he could get quite a few of these in trouble from a long way out. Other one to mention as well is Rock on Rosie. This horse contested a wildly competitive Grade 3 at Down Royal last time out, although falling at the second last when out of contention. The fact that Connections put it in that race suggests that they believe that she was certainly worthy of that entry. And the form of that race has already worked out really well so far with Colapia, the second bolting up the other day at Punchestown. So do keep an eye on her as well. But Buster Dandan is definitely the one for me here. It's a particularly weak race, and this also got a touch of quality about it over hurdles, so that might just be good enough.
Buster Dandan getting the vote then in that 7.05. The 7.35 is the next race on the card, Division 1 of a mile and a half handicap. Hatch Hall is 7-2 favourite here. 6-1 about Sea of Blue. Our Rachel, 7-1. Locust Standi is 8-1, and it's 10-1. But those 17 of them to sort out here, Andy, and quite a few of these hit the crossbar last time up.
Yeah, they have, yeah. Lots of disappointing and frustrating types in this race. And one of those horses that did finish second here last time, actually, I think, has got the most amount of improvement in her out of this whole field. I think she's potentially very well handicapped here, and I'm going to make this horse my nap of the day. So that comes in the shape of our Rachel, lightly raced daughter of Hartef, who has just had the five runs. Unfortunately, one of them was an unseated rider when she was still in contention at Roscommon, but she dusted herself down and ran an absolute blinder in a very competitive handicap. 17 run a strong race at Navan the other day. Now, this race has worked out incredibly well. The speed for the race was good, and it went the way of the horse called Dewline, who got a beautiful ride from the front in the hands of Declan McDonough. But all the horses that have finished in behind the winner and my selection, quite a few of these have gone on to run really well subsequently. The likes of Stronger Than Me, of course, who finished sixth in that race, that bolted up here last week. And a horse called Maurice, who finished 14th, has won. Even the 15th home, Long Journey Home, won next time out. So I'm pretty keen to get with his form. And considering that was only her fifth run in her life, I thought that was a really good return. I think she's much better than the 59 rated handicapper. She also ran well when third behind Robertstown and Swamp Fox, two very strong stayers, particularly Robertstown. He went to Nace next time out and he won off a mark of 80. So this horse has been in deep against 70, 80 rated horses. And yet she ships up here, like I say, off a bargain basement mark. So first run on the all-weather, but I don't think she'll have any problem with it. And she's got a great draw as well, and Billy Lee's been booked. So it's 7-1 this morning. Make sure you get stuck into our Rachel, and I think we'll have some fun with her tonight.
Strong vote then for our Rachel in the 7.35. We'll move on to Division 2, that mile and a half handicap then at 8.05. Joint favourites for this one at the time of recording, Invincible Don and Ondemora are both 4-1. It's 11-2 for Noble King. Coach Bombay is 7-1. It's 9s bar those. What did you like in Division 2?
Yeah, this one's a little bit more... I'm a little bit more lukewarm on this race than I was the previous one. I'll probably stick with Ondemora, although he only won by a narrow margin here the last day. I quite liked how tough he was down the lane, and that's been the sort of key component to his last three or four runs. He's been a very consistent performer of late, and he obviously likes Dundalk because on his previous visit he finished second behind Mount Mills. Obviously, Invincible Don looks the major threat. That horse was putting in some giant strides in the latter stage of that race, and you could argue with the turnaround in weight that there might be a difference. But like I say, I do think Ondemora is actually one of those kind of tricky horses to evaluate, in the sense that I always think he saves a little bit for himself. You never really know what he's got left under the bonnet, hence the fact that the tongue tie and the cheek pieces are on. I just think, say, sometimes he's holding a bit back. So with that in mind, I'll go with Tom Hogan's Charge. And you can back him at 4-1. I think that's a reasonable each-way bet.
Ondemora then getting the vote in the 8.05. We'll move on to the penultimate race tonight from Dundalk. This is an apprentice handicap at 8.35. 1 mile is the trip for this one. Settle for Red, your 4-1 favourite. 5-1 about Red Words. Nadira is 6-1. 13-2 for No Way Jack. Armax is 15-2. Zarpal, 10-1. And bigger prices for the rest of them. Who's on the shortlist here?
Quite a few here, Sam, to be honest. Settle for Red's going to be a fancy of many. Can certainly see why Davy Marnane's 5-year-old is going to be popular. Well drawn, and got back on the winning thread last time out when winning here a couple of weeks ago in pretty decisive fashion, despite the narrow margin. I also thought he was holding on that day. And he clearly loves it here at Dundalk. He was an amazing third on his last visit when he was probably a good 10, 15 lengths off the speed, and he managed somehow to drag himself into third. So he's got to be there or thereabouts. Our Max could be an intriguing runner back on the all-weather. His best form's at Laytown, of course, so this surface shouldn't be a problem to him. And No Way Jack's been in good form. But the one I like here is Red Words. I tipped Liz Dawes filly here the last day, and just amazingly, she came up against Shatterton, who was a bit in one of his better days. Certainly, it was very much a going day for him, because normally he sometimes leaves his cue in the rack. But it wasn't the case the other week, and Red Words just was a bit unfortunate. He got a bad draw that day, so he did really well to overcome stall 13 to even get himself into a challenging position. She certainly deserves to win a race. That's now the third time in four runs that this horse has finished second. So pretty much, according to the stats, we're likely to get a good each-way run for our money here with Red Words, and is drawn a good deal better tonight. So Red Words each way is the vote in the 8:35.
Red Words then getting the pick for Andy. We'll move ahead then to the final race of the night. This is the 9:05, a rated race over a mile here. 12 of them down to go to post, and Hat Al-Nassar is the 9-2 market leader this morning. 6-1 about Maurice. Great Wide Open is 7-1. Reckless Lad is an 8th chance. 8-1 Zuberi. Talented Kid 8-1. 10-1 or bigger the rest. What are you fancying the lucky last?
Yeah, there's a couple that spring to mind here at the prices. I'm surprised they're as big as they are. That pot makers every single time keep seemingly to underestimate Reckless Lad, despite his meteoric rise to a mark of now 78. He's gone up three further pounds from winning here the other day. But that was a really hot race, much better than this one. That was a 0-98, but it contained plenty of informed horses. I couldn't choose in the end with that race. I ended up going for Bishan Bedi, and he finished fourth. But you look at the likes of Takata Blue, he's our music, and several others in that race. That was probably one of the best mile races we've seen run so far this season. It was a very fast time, and he stowed them very strongly. He also did 34 dead off the corner, which is a really slick come-home time, considering they've gone hard from the front. So no way should you underestimate Reckless Lad's chances here. And at 8-1, that's a wildly crazy price. And the other one to mention is Zabir is also available at 8-1. Now, this horse used to be trained by Jer Lyons, but posted a good number on his last start for Jer. That was back in October. Travelling really well from an inside draw. Got the better of Lahade and Karazetka. And both of those two horses have won since. I think the form's good. Step up to the mile should be fine. And this is his first run for John McConnell. So providing stable have got him where they want him, no reason why he shouldn't run well. So two against the field there, particularly Reckless Lad and Zubira. Both of them are 8-1.
Reckless Lad and Zubira then, the two picks in the 9:05 for Andy. Just remind us, please, one more time, all eight selections for Friday night's action at Dundalk.
Yeah, good card here tonight, Dundalk. We're looking forward to it, and hopefully you'll join us in the studio today. My second best each way bet on the card is Charlie's Missile in the first. I'll be quite keen also each way on Kimbo in the 6:05. Tagliatelle will be very strongly backed, I gather, in the 6:35. 7:05, not a particularly strong view on this race, but given a gun to my head, I'll probably go with Buster Dandan. And best bet on the card is 7:35 in the shape of our Rachel. Really do fancy her. In the 8:05, a Trapio race, I'll go with Undamora again each way. Similar comments apply to Red Words in the 8:35. And two against the field in their last race, both 8-1. The really informed Patrick Martin, Reckless Lad, and also Zabira as its first run for John McConnell.
There we are, Andy Holding's thoughts ahead of tonight's action at Dundalk, and you can join Andy in the William Hill Racing Radio studio from 12:40 this afternoon alongside Gary Capewell and Paddy Aspel. We've got Haydock and Ascot in the afternoon, then it's all weather all the way in the evening from Wolverhampton and Dundalk, so make sure you join us on Racing Radio for all of that. Thank you very much for joining me this morning on the podcast, Andy, and best of luck throughout the day today.
Cheers, Sam. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.